here's what you need to know.
Got to let you know.
Okay, I know this stage and this gig would give you maximum exposure. This is the Super Bowl, probably times 100. But would you want to be performing on this stage? J-Lo will be performing, and Justin Timberlake at the inauguration of Joe Biden.
Yeah. Sleepy Joe.
Okay. So, yes, they've got more troops than they ever deployed to Iraq. Mm-hmm. But you've got a lot of gun-toting extremists.
You really do.
Who are Trumpism fans, as they call them.
Yeah. Is it they really won't. A great deal to drop your new single? And
yeah.
Hope it goes number one with a bullet.
They won't take it, J-Lo.
Well, you hope not. I mean, the pressure is on. I'm more upset and concerned that it's not really Joe Biden's. He's more an Engelbert Humperdinky kind of guy. I don't want to see him daggy dance with a big flat, wrinkly bum, you know, doing his little aviators on, trying to dance to J-Lo. It's
he'll
going to be really awkward.
He will be. They need a chair. They need a recliner there.
Right. He'll be there trying to smell her neck.
He's a sniffer from way back.
And he's got the aviator, so you can't see where he's looking exactly.
I didn't know where you were going with that.
Sleepy
Joe.
Where were you going?
I don't know. Anyway, that's good.
Let's go to plan, hey?
All righty. Here you go. Yesterday we reported on the racing pigeon from Alabama that's made its all the way to Melbourne, 15,000-kilometre journey that this pigeon has made. I didn't know this, but the bloke who discovered it, I knew his name was Kevin, the bloke who found the bird, but his last name is Selly Bird.
What?
Kevin Selly Bird is the bloke's name who found the thing. Oh. But now customs want to kill the bird. They decided that the bird's been given a death sentence by quarantine authorities. Couldn't we just put him in the Westin with the rest of the diseased people? Go and sit on the railing. Oh, my goodness gracious. I can just imagine Barnaby Joyce standing at the front of this bloke's house with a baseball bat going, I got this!
Sweet chili pigeon.
Oh, although I did, got one more detail to add. They wanted to call it Donald, but they decided to call it Joe.
Wouldn't it be easier to put it down if you're calling it Donald?
Yeah, I think so.
Probably.
Also still here, the border here, New South Wales and Queensland, they're still turning away 50 people a day at the border.
That's disgusting.
It is. It's amazing. So still doing that, and it looks like they've just come up with an unbelievable idea, great idea. Whoever would have thought of this? Well, it took them a while, only 12 months, but we're not counting. They're saying that returning travellers to Queensland now might be removed, and if they do fly in, move to some of the mining camps. Uh-huh. Out there in rural Australia or Queensland, out of Gladstone and other places. Right. There's some great little villages. It's a great idea, and I reckon they should double down. If they're out there, in these rural areas, get them picking fruit as well.
Oh, nice.
The fruit could get contaminated, though.
No. Yes. Can it?
Yeah, they can.
Okay,
leave them
in the camps.
But if they...
I see what you're doing there. Yeah,
if they've flown here, though, wouldn't quarantine authorities just put them down?
Oh,
yes. That's right.
And that is what you need to know.